K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Wednesday morning, January 29th, 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast is K-State Podcast. Yes, yes, it's K-State Podcast. Oh, and I'm your host, Eddie Greer III. All things K-State sports. Ooh, whether that is. Football, men's and women's basketball. We got men's basketball tonight. Getting to that in just a second here. Volleyballs, women's soccer, golf, all the above. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again. First time I give this a listen this morning. This will come out in a few hours, so I'm going to go ahead and throw this up there on the feed. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast there. And I'm going to throw another one later on this evening. I recorded over the weekend. I'm going to go ahead and throw that on there tonight as well for the primetime episode. So you guys are going to get two episodes here on this Wednesday, folks. So make sure you go ahead. Definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit the alarm bell. Every time we post an episode, you'll be one of the first few or many to be notified of the Purple Project Podcast. Well, tonight, K-State men's basketball resumes after upset over West Virginia. They're going to be taking on Oklahoma State team that, look, that is 10-9. And the last time these two teams played, oh, is Oklahoma State already? Wait, double check. Wait. Oh, yes, Oklahoma State. The last time these two teams played, they lost to Oklahoma State. And look, that was, you could probably, again, some of these games have been winnable for K-State despite all these damn issues. Drum Tang has had to deal with, including, we criticize him a lot, and rightfully so, right? The team, Doug McDaniel, probably the second, probably between him and Coleman Hawkins, but Coleman Hawkins, I kind of let off a little bit on him between Jerome Tang, Doug McDaniel, their relationship, and you have the roster. I mean, it goes on and on, right? We could sit here this morning and talk all about that, right? We ain't got that kind of time, right? So, look, last time you played Oklahoma State, you lost to them on the road. I can't believe we played Oklahoma State already. We already played them. It's just we played them last week and still are in loss to them. So, Case, if you're K-State, right, on the postcast of the West Virginia game, on the feed, same thing, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your Kansas State podcast, talked about stacking wins, right? This is another opportunity for K-State. Get a win, some type of win streak going. And I'm not talking about putting yourself in NIT or NCAA. I ain't even talking about that. But K-State did it to themselves in a non-con, going 6-5. But look, you have an opportunity here. Again, you should have beat Oklahoma State the first time. And now you get them at home. Get some momentum going. I'm very interested to see how this is going to shake out. Can Doug McDaniel put together consistent performances in these type of games? We're going to find out here later on tonight. Down there, let me see. We already know at this point of the year, we're 19 games into the season for K-State men's basketball. You are what you are. At this point, can you stack a win streak? We have, outside of non-con, we ain't not seen that. So, well, probably non-con because it was like, two, three games, and then they kind of struggled, well, mainly to close out these games, right? But look, you got the Cowboys at home. This is a winnable game. We'll just cut it what it is. Winnable game. You have an opportunity to do that, right? But K-State leads the series 87-60. In the Big 12 era, the Cowboys lead the series there 25-20. But here's the side note here of that. Only 8-12 on the road. This is Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III here on this Wednesday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri here. Yeah, the last meeting in Stillwater, not too long ago. You got to go back. It feels like last week we just played this team. But back a few weeks ago, January 7th, you lost to them by 13, 79-66. I don't know why people type it up like that. No, we're going to go with that. But Steve Lutz, head coach over at Oklahoma State, Jerome Tang. Obviously, Jerome Tang, 0-1 gets him there as well. This concludes a two-game homestand for K-State. Can you sweep it? We'll see what happens there. And this is going to be part of the, better make this a big note here, NABC Coaches versus Cancer Suits and Sneakers event there as well. So, yeah, K-State finally snapped that long-ass losing streak against, in the conference play, against West Virginia. And of note, two ranked opponents have gone down. But not Oklahoma State, they're not ranked. So, we'll see what happens there as well. So, yeah, K-State can do what they did. Look, the start, I think the key of the game, start fast. You start out, if you do not, look, if this team does not, if somehow, if this team does not, some, this team doesn't somehow start fast, then it's a struggle for this team. You blitzed West Virginia 19-2. And remember, what, it was at halftime, was 42-18. Something like that. So you can bring that, you got to bring that same energy every night. So this is another opportunity for K. Can you learn from the win? Obviously, we, whether it's basketball, football, you can learn from a loss. Everybody learns, take a couple things from a loss, right? Now, it flips the script a little bit. Can you learn something from the win and kind of try to stack what you learn and apply it to the next game? That is what I'm looking for from this team. It'll be a huge letdown. You lose, you come out, beat this, and we've already seen it already this year, but again, but if you go out, destroy West Virginia, and then come back around, struggle against the same team, against Oklahoma State, and lose to them, then that's going to be already, and we, as we've seen, going to be some more question marks about this team. But yeah, so let's see here. Yeah, Doug McDaniel had his best game. But I probably say, I think I said it on the postcast, 15 points against West Virginia, 6 assists. And look, all in, we haven't talked much in a bit about Coleman Hawkins. We're going to stay on Doug McDaniel here because this is what it's all about here. I was very high on this transfer pickup from K-State. Oh, this guy's a winner. This guy's all that. But what I didn't miss is the attitude problem or whatever's going on. See, I don't know what's going on. Even though I'm 2 hours away, yes, there are more K-State media personnel that are more closer, that cover this team a lot closer than I do. I just listen to the podcast, and I also watch games as well. So you're getting kind of a fan. So obviously you're getting a fan / K-State alum perspective of what's going on around sports as well in this podcast. So we're gonna see what happens in this game tonight, if Doug McDaniel can apply, because if Doug McDaniel can do what he did, talking is one thing. Everybody can talk. It's what you do with your actions is what has everybody going to be paying attention to. That is the question for this team tonight, as K-State got their second win in Big 12 play over the weekend on Saturday night, or late Saturday, against West Virginia, which West Virginia was, what, 23rd ranked in the country. You take them down. Now, can you turn around and take Oklahoma State down? Oklahoma State, 10-9. Come on now. So let's see what happens. Get a little bit of revenge from the game a few weeks ago in Stillwater there, where you had a chance there to beat Oklahoma State there, but You didn't get it done. So we'll see what happens there. Doug McDaniel, Coleman Hawkins, David Gasson and company tonight at Brammers Coliseum. And let me go back, check back into my screen here. Time of this game. That would be nice for other folks to pay attention to here. Yeah, so I thought, oh, that's a good thing. I'm double checking it. Tip off, tad after 7 Central Time tonight in Manhattan, Kansas. It is Oklahoma State, 10-9, 2-6 in Big 12 play, taking on your K-State men's basketball team, 8-11. They're also same record as Oklahoma State. So you got a chance to kind of leapfrog some teams that are, you're already at the bottom of the barrel in the Big 12. You have an opportunity to leapfrog at least three teams to get yourself, not saying try to feel better for you guys out there, but I'm just saying, make it a little bit better out there. So continue to stack the win against West Virginia. We'll see what happens. Of course, we'll have a postcast of this game. And then, of course, don't forget about women's basketball. Tomorrow, I recorded an episode last night on Serena Sundell. That will come out tomorrow morning as the K-State women's basketball team, 11th in the country now, only dropped a spot there in the AP top 25 there. As they looked and they got a tough opponent as Iowa State on the ladies' side comes to Bramlage tomorrow night. So back-to-back games here at basketball starting tonight with the men's team. And then it'll follow through with Thursday night huge game as K-State women's basketball tries to bounce back from a disappointing loss, very disappointing loss against Colorado. Colorado has K-State's number on that side of the basketball. But the focus is tonight. Right, men's basketball goes down. Oklahoma State, K-State, Jerome Tang. They look to get another one in Bramlage Coliseum. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get where podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're gonna have a chance to record K-State content. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. That's a wrap for this men's basketball episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to y'all. Continue to talk to y'all throughout the week. Going to the game again. It was a solid crowd over the weekend. Once again, shout out K-State Nation, shouldn't say anymore, and still, with all the issues surrounding this team, K-State Nation continue to show up for the men's basketball team. Expected a good crowd tonight out there in Manhattan. Games, let's go, Cats! This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast.